This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Football Friday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, it is Football Friday. We are back to football. Let's get back to the Eagles.
Yes.
Jackie Baseball? Let me tell you. I told you about the line that you pushed yesterday. You know, rolling that picture out there with me next to Juan Soto today. Just telling you, you're pushing it. Holla at your boy.
I thought it was a fair comp. I thought it was really was a fair comp. It was a great photo of you both. I'm not doing well.
Yeah.
Just letting you both know.
Well, the Cubs are going to trade for Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to let, the Cubs aren't even in the World Series window. Like, what are we doing? Trade for Kyle Tucker. All right.
Well, they offered Bohm and Castellanos.
Bohm and Castellanos. Do you think that Houston thought it was a joke? And they hung the phone up immediately?
But was that like a courtesy offer to get their name out there that they tried?
Yeah, and then Donna Amon, Kyle Tucker deal. To the Cubs is getting close. Awesome.
There you go.
Sick. Great. Awesome.
You all right?
No, they're not even. Whatever.
No Crochet. Devin Williams went to the Yankees.
Yeah, who's next on the list?
Yeah.
Great question.
Well, there is.
Ryan Helsley and Nolan Arenado.
Nah, we're going down the Nolan Arenado road.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully not.
He's only like 38.
Yeah, I was going to say, what?
His value is that third base defense, and he's willing to play first base. What are you doing? That's your only value is defense, Nolan. All right.
Well, there's another rumor we'll talk about later in the show that Jack has to confront.
There is.
An even better one. You're going to like this one. Yeah.
Let me just say.
Yes, sir.
As I started this off with that photo, which I haven't forgotten.
Yeah.
Don't try to distract me. That is a compliment to me.
Yes. You look
like Juan Soto. Ought to be ashamed of himself. I look like a 26-year-old, $750 million athlete. That's what I look like.
Juan Soto looks like
a 50-year-old radio
host. Yes, yeah.
Exactly.
How did Juan Soto put on all that weight in a month? God bless him, man. He looked great in the World Series. Then all of a sudden, he's packing a...
Yeah, what has he been doing?
Oh, my God. Looks like he swallowed three bowling balls. The hell? So it is a big, big Football Friday edition.
Let's go.
Here's what we got. We got Nick Kostos joining us around 2:40 or so to give your weekend picks. Elliot was at practice today, so we'll have Elliot at 3, find out what's going on there. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast at 3:30. That other rumor
must
that...
be cold Sunday.
That is... It feels like it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Sunday, but it feels like it now. Jaws joins us at 4. Our final pair of Creed tickets at 4:30. Creed, July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now, but we have one more pair of tickets. And then top 5 of 5, our picks at 5:30. It is a big, big, big show. I start the show, Ike, with another. I love doing these hypotheticals, but I'm going to give you a choice. Here is your choice for Sunday, Ike. Choice number one, the Eagles win the game on Sunday 23-20, but the game looks essentially like the last 2 weeks have looked. You know, we have a Jalen game, we run the ball, we play good enough defense, maybe defense is better, a lot of pound town.
Okay. Taking everybody to pound town, baby!
23-20. Option number two, the Eagles lose the game 34-30. But the passing game looks much, much better. Jalen throws for 275 yards, 2 touchdowns. AJ comes out with 130 yards and a touchdown. So your two choices are we win 23-20, but the game looks the same, or we lose 34-30, but the passing game once again looks functional. What is your choice?
Yeah, it's an easy choice. I'm taking a W. I've been saying I'm taking a W all week. You know, you guys with the whole eye towards the big picture and proving in this
crazy
area
idea,
and all that nonsense. Well, once the number one seed has been decided, then I can focus on those other things. Right now, here's what I'm looking at, Spike. Here's what I'm looking at. Because quite frankly, I don't know how much better the passing game is going to get. We may want it to be 250 plus. I don't even know if it's going to get to that. We may get to 150 plus.
Well, that'd be a win.
I'm just saying.
150?
Like that may be where it's headed. So I say that to say I've accepted the formula in which this team is being identified by. And that is a run-first, defensive-oriented football team where the passing game is a complement to those other two aspects of the team. But those other two aspects of the team, they come first and foremost. So that's our bread and butter for victory. I'm still there. Now, listen, if Pittsburgh forces us to have to throw the ball, then you got to throw the ball. And then we'll look at it and assess it then. But much like the Baltimore Ravens game, I am not going into a game where I'm saying I'm going to basically eliminate what I do best because it's what Baltimore defensively does best, which is stop the run. Right? And it took a little while to get it going in Baltimore. But eventually, that's what cracked the game open for us late, and we rushed for over 100 yards. I expect the same thing with the Steelers come Sunday. I actually don't even expect this game to be a high-scoring game. I really don't. This is going to be one of those Northeastern, old Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, slobbermouth, sort of NFC East, AFC North type of – that's what the type of football they play. Well, we used to play that type of football in this division.
And by
the way, North still does.
Every time we expect something like that to happen, that's when you get the 37-34 game, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'd rather be surprised by it than expect it.
So what's funny is there's already two people on the call board. One that says Spike is wrong. The other one says don't agree with Spike. I have not even said what I think yet.
Really?
I haven't even said what I think yet.
They're anticipating.
What are we doing here where I can't even give my opinion before people are disagreeing with it? So here...
let's see if they were right.
So I would take the passing game one.
Oh, okay, they were right.
But I would make a clarification to what you said, because I do think we can continue to be a run-first team and a defensive team with a passing game that looks much better. And this doesn't depend on Kellen Moore. It doesn't depend on Nick Sirianni. It depends on Jalen Hurts pulling the trigger. Because one thing I've said multiple times through this week is we might have 20 pass attempts, but we do not have 20 pass plays. We probably have a lot closer to calling 30 pass plays. And if we stop holding the ball, if we stop leaving clean pockets, if we stop taking sacks we don't need.
That's all right.
We can do that without saying that we're a pass-first team and blah, blah, blah. And if we do that and it looks good, I think big picture-wise, and when I say big picture, I don't mean beyond this year. I mean through the playoffs.
Sure.
I think that gives me more... I could accept a loss to the Steelers.
You're more confident moving forward.
That we can get through the playoffs.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And I think it might do as much. Look, the goal for the game shouldn't be to quiet the noise. Mm-hmm. But I think... I think there's a world in which my scenario quiets the noise more than your scenario does. I think there's a world in which on Monday,
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like where if it's still that same ugly, that tension still exists.
Yeah.
But if the passing game looks better, I think there's a world where it might relieve some of that what's going on right now.
Well, here's where I'm at the end of the week, Spike, on this. Everybody needs to be patient, and that includes AJ. That includes AJ. I know it's frustrating, bro. I'm with you. If a guy with as much talent as you have and is not being properly utilized, I can understand the frustration. This is still a team game, and it's about doing what's in the best interest of the team. And he can't lose sight of that, and neither can the Eagles lose sight of that. This is what they do well. Here's what I'm afraid of. Here's what we can't do. We can't go out of our way. Now I am talking about Jalen.
Right.
AJ. And Kellen trying to force the ball to AJ. That's what we can't do. If it's there naturally, okay. But you got to be okay with getting five catches for 65 yards if that's what's available.
Sure.
If that's what's there, that's what's there.
It does seem like a lot of his frustration is not taking what's available, though he didn't say that, but it does seem like...
And we can see it.
Yes.
We see where he's open, and so I'm not saying he's wrong for being frustrated. I'm just saying I don't want to overcompensate for this and at the expense of what we do well. That's all I'm saying. It's a tricky balance that they gotta sort of navigate. And Jalen, quite frankly, I know you want to feed your guy, right? You want to keep him happy. But he can't do it and start turning the ball over.
Right. Not at the rate
he
was doing it
before. Yeah, like you can't do that.
He can't be scared of an interception, but we can't be where we were before this whole
football.
Yeah, before this whole process.
Trying to get the ball to AJ. Yes.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
So here's your choice: 215-592-9494. The Eagles win the game, but it's ugly. Offensively, everything looks the same. We have the same passing game. Or the Eagles lose the game 34-30, but the passing game looks much improved. What would you rather see if you had those two choices? 215-592-9494. We also have a next question today because we have another Hand and Stone massage and facial spa gift card. It's good for a 50-minute massage or facial. You can give the gift of results this holiday season at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Buy a spa package, get a free massage or facial gift card. So it is Taylor Swift's birthday. Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
She is in a very public... What's that? What are you laughing at? You cracking yourself up.
What he just said.
I missed it. Didn't he just say happy birthday, Taylor?
Not really.
I did.
Okay. You keep talking. Give me 1 second.
Did he have a spike level mumble in that?
It all just ran together.
Okay.
There was no break.
Okay. So, it's Taylor Swift's birthday.
Listen, this idiot, he looked right at me, too. So he was literally doing something else. And I looked at him because I knew what happened, and he looked right at me like, yeah, I heard that.
I can't wait to hear it. I missed it. So she is in a very, 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 very public relationship with another big star.
You could call
them a power couple. Travis Kelce's a bigger star than Taylor Swift. I don't know if I agree with that. Kylie Kelce, maybe, but definitely not Travis. So for next question today, you'll call with your sports point, but we're looking for a power couple, famous power couple, past or present, and the best one, or the one that we like the best, we'll get your Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card. Jack, do you want to give us a power couple?
2012 Jack and Jill at Ruston High School. I mean, talk about the ultimate power couple. I mean, she was homecoming queen, or she's prom queen,
yep.
And star over here.
But you weren't prom king.
No, I wasn't prom king. I got jobbed.
She has enough power for the entire couple, Jill does.
The guy that won Homecoming King and B1 Prom King and Homecoming King. That shouldn't count.
Wow.
You're not supposed to. Well, I couldn't even run for Prom King because I won Homecoming King.
Yeah, that's not right. I was right in there.
Where would I let you
today?
Win both of them? Yeah.
Where's that guy today?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see.
Do you know his name?
Yeah, but I don't know what he's doing anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a shout out.
Well, that's my guy, Sean Howitt. I don't think he can sweep both awards. And the weirdest part was that Jill won prom queen, and then they danced together. And I sat there like an idiot.
Oh, yeah, that's
a tough one,
yeah,
man.
But still power couple, even though I was riding
you made
the
it through it. You I was, got through
I was,
it.
I was riding the coattails of Jill.
I'm saying you're not legit power couple because your name's not really Jack. Ike, do you have a power couple?
Oh, man, so many power couples.
Yep.
Who do I want to go with? I'm laughing because the one that... I'm going Bobby and Whitney, man.
I know the one that you're going with, and someone will bring it up, and that power couple's almost done. Yeah. Yeah, I know which one you're thinking of.
I go with Bobby and Whitney, man. Yeah. That was one of my favorite power couples,
and
man.
Bobby and Whitney had some trouble, but not trouble like that other power
couple
you're
thinking
of. All right, I'm going...
Well, no, hell no. Yes. I wasn't going that road.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right.
Too soon.
Yes. I'm going with John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah, I was going old school way back.
Well, look, if Yoko Ono has the power to break up the friggin' Beatles, this couple broke up the Beatles, that is a power couple, I believe.
Must have been strong, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She couldn't sing. You know, I don't know what else she was doing.
She had another hold on him.
Yep. 215-592-9494. What is your, do you have a choice? Oh, do you want to play?
Can I have another answer?
Yes. Yes.
Ike versus words sometimes?
Okay. Play it. Whoa.
Turn it up.
Try that again. What happened to you there?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
I had a mild stroke right there.
Yeah,
man.
I was going to say. I'm a little worried about you.
I don't know. It did all come out at once, though. That's one of those ones where the thoughts, it was ahead of my actual mouth. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, it was in there, but I couldn't get it out.
One more time?
We've all had that problem, right?
Yeah. Yep. One more time?
Hold on. I was going to save it in the system.
Okay. That is a good one.
Man, between the tweet.
Yeah.
It's a tough day for me already. Yeah. We're not even.
They're really starting to go after Ike Beast now.
The first segment yet.
All right. So here's your choice. Eagles win the game Sunday, but the passing game looks ugly as it has. Or option two, the Eagles lose the game 34-30, but passing game looks great. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, let me get both.
Wow.
Listen, because.
You can't do both.
I'm not about to sit up here and pick and choose because it's both won't happen.
That's the topic. You got to pick.
And I'm picking both.
You can't pick both.
B-O-F. Why can't I?
Because it's either or. That if everybody would pick both, I'd pick both too.
If it's either or, I'm going to go ahead and put this disclaimer out here because, you know, I got to put the disclaimer out here as the leadoff hitter. If anybody does not pick win the game, y'all losers at life.
Don't listen to Corey.
Anything other than win the game.
Don't listen to Corey.
Y'all didn't participate. Remember how they give you the blue ribbon when your team lose?
Yep.
That's y'all. Y'all, anybody other than win the game, y'all LeBron James fans, you know, I get it. You're a loser. So, come on. Of course we want the victory.
Well, of course you want the victory, but it's either or.
So what's going to happen? Hey, so if Devontae go for 175, is the pass game fixed? I want to know.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question.
Look, this isn't, to be clear, Corey.
It's not about just AJ.
Yeah,
it's not about, no, I get it.
Yeah, it's not about AJ. To me, it's about the pass game.
I remember last year when there was a time where Devontae was cooking versus the Vikings. Ooh, cooking. And somebody was on the sideline crying because they weren't getting the ball. That's all I know. So I'm just saying. And past concepts and all that. I just want to know if you know. And I'm not talking to y'all. I'm just talking to whoever listening. But of course, we want to get the victory. But hey, real quick, I gotta address some. Yesterday, we got a great segment. The top five at five.
Yep.
Yesterday, that was terrible. That was one of the worst ones we ever had. That was bad.
What was yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was Eagles Copes.
There was a
Eagles
lot of fan Copes. There was a lot of facts in that.
That was a lot of bad stuff that he brought up. He was sitting up here. He was up here talking about this backup quarterback. No, see, we just want fairness. I've been preaching fairness my whole life. If you sit up here
fairness?
And criticize Jalen, I just want everybody to be clear. Everybody told, and I'm a Buckeye through and through, graduate. Everybody told me C.J. Stroud was the greatest thing since Jesus coming. And
I was hearing he was an elite quarterback this year. I was hearing that. I was.
I ain't seen him out there. Because, and also, Patrick Mahomes, listen, and don't tell me three Super Bowls, because two things can be true. If that's the case, only person that can criticize Patrick Mahomes is Tom Brady.
We talk about the Eagles here.
What?
We talk about the Eagles here.
Right, that's another point. That was another part right there. We talk about the Eagles. A lot of times when people come up and respond, they not talking about y'all. They talking about the stuff we talking about. A lot of our topics come from Chris Sims' list. They said this on facility.
Corey.
They said that.
Corey.
You know?
You can also say that what's his name? Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is not having a great year, but we would still all take Patrick Mahomes over Jalen. That's fair. He's not having a great year.
You are helping me, bro. I love you, Spike. Going to the next one. Everybody told me Joe Burrow balling, right? Can you please tell me what Jalen Hurts' defense was ranked last year? I don't remember.
Last, wasn't it?
Dude,
oh,
we're not doing. I'm not doing Burrow Hurts. Hey, I'm not doing Burrow Hurts. Burrow's playing great. He's better than Jalen. Josh Allen's playing great. He's better than Jalen. It's fine. Concede.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Concede. It's fine. It's
fine. All right. See, yeah, it's all right.
I just want to. I'm just speaking facts. You know, you can say that better. That's an opinion based thing. I don't know what's better. Like you think chocolate, I think vanilla. That's an opinion. That's better.
All right.
You know, I don't know. Hey, on the way out, I'm going to go ahead and take the big one off the board.
Power couple.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, because I already got mine. So don't nobody worry about picking that. It's a bad time to pick them. I'm going to go ahead and take that off the board for y'all.
All right, Corey.
Hey, big win on Sunday. I said both win and passing game fix.
Just so, all right, Cody, get out of here. It's just, if you're listening to the show, you're not allowed to pick both.
Yes,
that's not the
last time that's happening.
That is not the point. 215.
Also, what was his answer for the for
Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh.
But there's a chance. Yeah,
well,
that's, yeah, it's on the
edge. It is a power couple.
Yeah, yeah, they had a good run.
Yeah.
They had a good run.
215-592-9494. Oh, our friend Jeff Gordon from Live Nation.
I'm here. I'm so excited about your Creed promotion. It's unbelievable. You guys are crushing it.
Are you going to sing for us? Do you want to sing a little Creed?
Can you take me higher?
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's all I got.
It's good enough. It's good enough. You don't need to take this. That's good enough.
That's why I'm the promoter and not the singer.
Right.
Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, and what's her name? Sabrina Carpenter. That's kind of a love triangle, I guess. That's kind of a...
Oh, it is.
Hold on, I was going to say, what is that? What do they call it? A trust?
You know what? That's kind of... But I'll go old school, too. I'll go Mick Jagger and Jerry Hall.
Yes.
There you go.
And Jerry Hall discovered David Bowie and Mick Jagger in bed together, right?
That's with Brian Ferry.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
That's vintage. Yeah. I had to bring that. And let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
One's our guy.
You did say Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
dude, it was a wild time.
Okay.
It was
a wild time.
Yes.
What I'm saying is one's our guy.
Yes.
Chris is our guy.
Yes.
He's our guy.
Yeah, but.
So, yes, sir.
Our guys can be better every once in a while. We can hold them accountable.
It's fine. Well, that's what you guys are supposed
to be. That's what Spike's here for.
Yes, a Mr. Accountability.
You're supposed to be the critic. You're supposed to be the critic.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yes.
That's what makes it interesting.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, we ride.
We ride
who we have. That's what we do.
Like it or not.
We're Philly. We're Philly.
Yep.
Am I wrong?
No.
Nah, you're right. I just don't know if these two are buying that. Like, yeah, I don't know if they're really on board with it.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying.
I'm with you.
There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
We ride or die with what we got, man. And this is who we got.
Yeah.
He'll find AJ. He'll look up. He's just a look up.
I hope so. Jack would take a bigger L than I would. But if they win the Super Bowl with Jalen, he plays great. That's an L I would take all day. Personally, for what my opinion is, I would take it all day long. I don't think Jack would take it, but I would definitely.
He certainly would take it well.
Yeah, I would. I would take that in a second.
Depends how he plays in the game.
Listen, we're Philly. We ride or die with who we have. We got a strong team here. He just needs to look up and see.
Yeah.
Just see it.
Pull the trigger, buddy. It's there. Pull the trigger.
Look.
Do it.
Pull the trigger.
Yes.
Throw the ball.
Yes.
Throw the ball.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I'm a dumb concert promoter, so I don't know anything much more than that. But anyway, I want to say I appreciate y'all. Keep pushing the Creed tickets. We're almost halfway home. This thing's going to sell out. Buy them before you can't get them.
Wow.
I love it.
I love that it's going to sell out.
Jeff Gordon.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Why did I say Jeff
Bless
Gordon?
You, inshallah,
yeah.
Inshallah. Could
just say Jeff.
All right, Jeff. See you, man. Yeah,
Happy Baby Ruth Taylor.
Creed show. Do it again.
Happy Baby Ruth Taylor. I don't even know what that sounds like, I said. Yeah, exactly. I don't even know what that sounds
like. It sounded like the guy singing the Creed song on Wednesday when we were giving away the tickets.
Words.
Yeah, sounds sort of like birthday. By the way, we will have the Creed tickets to give away again at 4:30. And like Jeff said, it's probably going to sell out. So if you want to buy tickets, you can do it at Ticketmaster.com. All right, coming up next, Elliot. Did Elliot ask Nick this question today about how this week?
He did, and he started off in a certain way.
Okay.
So Elliot
asked Nick Sirianni today how he thought this week of practices has gone after all of the drama at the beginning of the week. We will let you hear what he said next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.